Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy, and I'll be your host for today. As many of you know, the solar eclipse happened yesterday in many parts of the country, all over the United States. There were some people that didn't get a chance to see it, but I want to share with you what God's been putting on my heart about the significance of the eclipse. Because some people that aren't Christian and that don't know, they just think it was another eclipse. Back in 2017 was one eclipse. And during that time in 2017, when the eclipse was passing over the cities and states, there was seven in particular cities. And those seven cities, that it passed by many, but there were seven named Salem. Now, Salem in the Greek means peace, the word peace. Fast forward to 2024, to yesterday's date, the eclipse passed by several, many cities, many states. But out of, there were seven cities called Nineveh. Now, when you look into the Bible, there's a story about a man named Jonah. And God specifically told Jonah, the prophet, to go preach to Nineveh, the city of Nineveh, and to tell the people to repent. Jonah didn't want to listen to God, so he went into the opposite direction, into a city called Tarshish. And during that time that he was at that city, he got swallowed up by a whale, and he was in the belly of that whale for 3 days because of his disobedience. He survived, but he was disobedient. Now, how many of you know that God's word says that sacrifice, that we have to sacrifice God's word? God's word wants us to be obedient to him. Now, the reason why I'm sharing you this eclipse, so I want you to get a visualization. I want you to look up at the sky and picture the first eclipse, 2017, going across from one end of the world to the other. And just picture a line, an arc up in the sky. Now, this one that passed by yesterday was in the opposite direction. So you're going to look up and it's going to look like a shape of an X. Okay, and the Greek alphabet, the X and the letter A was very important, because you had one eclipse in 2017 that represented a letter. The second eclipse in 2024 represented another letter. Those two letters combined together mean Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The X and the A represent the word Tov. God is speaking to us, my friends, but many people aren't listening. He's asking the people here on earth to repent. The first sign of the eclipse in 2017, and the word Salem meant peace. God's mercy and his grace were upon us. Yesterday's eclipse, God is speaking unto us to repent of our sins, repent of our wrongdoings, repent to our brothers and sisters in Christ, repent to the people that you've offended or that you harmed or that you hurt. Now, other people are going to say it's just another eclipse, there's no big deal, nothing significant. No, my friends, everything happens for a reason. God is speaking to the church. He's speaking to the people. He's speaking to you and he's speaking to me. The question is, are you listening? The Bible says that in the last days, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. But there's going to be some people that don't want to listen. They don't want to listen to God. They want to be disobedient. They want to run in the opposite direction. Or they could care less about the things of God and they want to be involved in the worldly things. So, my friends, I hope you enjoyed the eclipse yesterday. Some places, some people aren't going to be able to see it again until the next 20 years. Some people may not even be alive in the next 20 years. The alignment, it says, for the eclipse is because the moon is covering the sun. And you have to have an alignment. And that's why it overshadowed the sun and it turned to dark. And turn dark for a little bit. We can't get any clearer than this, that God has given us signs. In the Bible, He says, look up to the stars, the moon, and I will give you a sign from the Lord. There's only one Lord, our Heavenly Father. He's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. One God. Now, there's many false gods out there that people claim that that's their God. But all those other gods require you to die for them. But God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you and for me. He shed His blood and 3 days later He rose again so that we could have what's called eternal life, eternal salvation. And that's the best gift you can get, my friends. That's the best gift that you could ever receive is eternal salvation. And God loved you so much. He loves you so much that He saw your sin and He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in place of you, in place of me, in place of everyone else that's listening to this podcast. Now, my friends, are you going to take heed of the warning that God has given us to repent of our sins? You may be thinking, well, Kathy, I'm a pastor. I don't need to repent. Or Kathy, I'm a worship leader and I don't need to repent. No, my friends, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible says that there is not one perfect person on the earth. The only one that was perfect was Jesus Christ. And He became sin when He died on the cross and took all of our sins. He didn't have sin. He has never sinned. But He took on our sins to die on the cross so that we could have eternal life. Now the question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to accept Jesus Christ into your heart? Or are you going to be like Jonah did when God spoke to him and said for him to go to Nineveh and to preach and tell the people to repent? Instead, he ran in the opposite direction. Many of you have been running from God. Many of you have been running in the opposite direction, thinking that God's not going to find you. My friends, you can't run away from God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. He sees all, knows all, and He hears all. Even all the conversations that people have about you behind your back. God hears all those conversations. So my question to you is, you need to be obedient. We need to repent of our sins. You may be asking, well, Kathy, how do I repent of my sins? You just say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sins today. I open wide the door of my heart, and I ask You to come in. I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil. I turn my back on the demon forces, and I ask You to be Lord of my life. I believe You sent Your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. And 3 days later, He rose again. Your word says in John 3:16, whoever believes in You, Lord, that they shall not perish but have everlasting life. I thank You for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is a big book in heaven that has everybody's name that ever accepted Jesus Christ into their heart. Now, if you said that prayer and you repented of your sins, I want to congratulate you. Because now you have what's called eternal salvation. The next step is for you to get into a good Bible, believe in church. One that talks about Jesus Christ. One that talks about the Holy Spirit. That's in Acts chapter 2. Who He is, what He is, and what He can do for us. One that talks about casting out demons. one that talks about asking for forgiveness of your sins. If you can find a church like that, my friends, and that one that speaks about Jesus Christ, you're following the true gospel of Jesus Christ. But if you're in one of those churches that preach that it's okay to sin, you need to run out of that church. You need to get out as quick as you can. The other day, as we were watching the eclipse, and I looked up into the heavenlies, and I saw the goodness of God, God's mercy and His grace, to be able to look through those glasses and to see an eclipse happen. That's the power of God, my friends. That's the goodness of God. That's God's grace and His mercy. And you could hear the people hollering and shouting and woohoo. And all I could think was, man, God, you're so good. You're so awesome, Lord. You're faithful. You're true to your word. Remember, my friends, none of God's words fall to the ground and none of them return back void. All God's promises are yes and amen. And God is sending us a promise that He is still on the throne, that He is still in control. Many of you may never even heard of Jesus Christ before, and this is your first time listening to the podcast. Maybe you were taught as a child that the devil runs the world. No, my friends, the devil and Satan does not run the world. He's here for a limited time, but God will crush him. He is going to be defeated one day. The Bible says that every knee shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee. It's not going to matter if you're rich or poor, if you're famous or not, if you're a celebrity or a president of the United States. Every knee on earth will bow down to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ one day. And all those that are agnostic, all those people that are atheists, all those people that are devil worshipers or deal with witchcraft and voodoo or black magic, they're going to get to see the Lord and Savior face to face. And I guarantee they're going to say He is real. He does exist. But it's going to be too late for them. They're going to enter into the lake of fire. And they will be totally separated from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My friends, where are you going to be? If you were to die in a tragic car accident, where do you think you're going to go? Have you asked God to forgive you of your sins? Have you asked God into your heart? Have you repented of your sins? Where are you going to go? If you died in a tragic car accident, would you go to heaven or to hell? Heaven is a place of joy, of rest, God's goodness, God's mercy, God's grace. You will spend eternity in heaven. But if you've never repented, never asked God for forgiveness, never accepted Him into your heart, you're going to spend all eternity into the lake of fire. There's no escape, my friends. There is no escape. And people are walking around on the earth like if they still have time. The other day I saw a man carrying a sign and he was screaming out to the crowd and he was asking the people to repent of their sins and passing out cards. And it had John 3:16 on that card. And that's the beautiful depiction of love that God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins so that we could have eternal life and that we wouldn't perish. And I saw some people hold on dearly to that card, to that evangelizing track. But then there was other people that didn't even care, and they just tossed it to and fro. They tossed it on the ground and stomped on it. They got it all muddy. I saw some people tear it up. My friends, God is not the one that sends us to hell. If you reject Jesus Christ, and you reject His word, you, my friend, are sending yourself to hell. There's no one else to blame. No one else is at fault. Everyone on earth is going to give an account for every word that we spoke, every deed that we've done, every way that we treated other people. And wouldn't it be beautiful to be standing face to face with God and Him showing a depiction of your life from the time you were born to the time that you died, and Him showing someone handing you an evangelizing track saying to repent and to get back with God, and it showing you holding on to that track and just hugging it, or holding on to that card with that scripture of John 3:16? Wouldn't that be beautiful? Seeing God's face smiling at you and Him saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the kingdom of heaven." But how are you going to react when God shows you of people that He has placed divinely in your path, speaking about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you just throwing those tracts away? Are you just tossing that Bible away? Are you not even taking the time to listen to the person that's wanting to speak to you about Jesus Christ? How are you going to feel when God's looking at you and He's showing you that? It's like if He's showing you a video of all the people that have come into your life to talk about Jesus Christ, and you have rejected each and every one of them. My friends, the people that are preaching to you about Jesus Christ are fulfilling the call that God has commissioned us as every believer. It doesn't matter if you're a prophet, if you're a pastor, if you're a deacon, an apostle. You can witness. You have a testimony. You are alive for a reason. And you can share with other people the good news of Jesus Christ and tell them about Jesus Christ. The Bible says that when one soul repents, all the angels up in heaven are rejoicing. Think about it. How many angels have rejoiced because you told someone about Jesus Christ? Not about a famous celebrity, not about a famous rapper, not about the coolest trends, not about the coolest fashion industry, but that you took the time to talk to someone about our Heavenly Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Life is short, my friends. The Bible says tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. So we got to live each life and each day as if it were our last. God's counting on you. God's entrusting you. You are alive for this season for a reason. Many of you may be thinking, "Well, Kathy, I just got saved and I just accepted Jesus Christ. I don't know any scriptures. I don't know the word. I'm not familiar with the Bible. You know, I'm learning myself. What can I do?" Share your testimony. Share how you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart. There are so many people out there that are lost and confused and depressed. The other day, even on social media, the other day I saw someone write a post about them being in depression. I saw the lady that she put a post that she picked up her kids from school, driving down the street on the highway, and she started getting these bad thoughts to drive her car down a bridge and to kill herself and her children. Now, how many of you know, my friends, that that is not of God? God is not the author of confusion. That is Satan himself. Satan, the devil, the enemy, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to kill your hopes. He comes to destroy your family, your dreams, your future, your career, your thoughts, your mind, your body. But God comes to give you joy and more abundantly. So we have to put actions to our faith. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Our ways are not His ways. God's ways are always higher. The devil can say that you're a liar, that you're never going to amount to anything. But God wants to tell you that you are valuable, that you are highly favored, that you are loved. The devil will tell you that you're never going to get out of debt. You're never going to get married. You're never going to find a job. You're never going to succeed in life. But God says you are the apple of His eye. You are highly favored. You are His son. You are His daughter. You are His mother. And when I say mother, I mean a mother figure. You are a mother figure, a father figure. You have kids looking up to you. My friends, I'm going to speak boldly and very transparent. If you try to take your life, that is the devil. That is a demon putting thoughts into your mind to take your own life. If you do that, you will be totally separated from God. That is not of God. That's of the devil himself. And you will end up straight in hell. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. That lady began to cry when I was speaking to her about not taking her own life. She had never been taught the Word of God, but she knew that she was thinking those bad thoughts. And that's a form of depression. How many of you know that Satan comes to isolate you? He comes to put doubt in your mind, doubt in your heart. He comes to confuse you because he figures if he can isolate you, you won't want to talk to your family. You won't want to talk to your friends. And the more he isolates you from the church, from the Word of God, you won't know any difference. And you'll begin to think that way. The Bible says that the way you think, that so you are. So you have to start thinking highly of yourself. Stir up the gifts that God has given you. My friends, we have God's DNA in us. In other words, we have His bloodline. God's blood runs through our veins. Why? Because He created us into His own image. And if He created us, He loves us. And if He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin so that we could have eternal salvation, we need to accept Him as Lord and Savior. A lot of people start thinking, well, I'm not good enough, Kathy. I'm hooked on drugs. I'm hooked on coke. I'm hooked on cocaine. I smoke. I get high. I've been in prison. God's not looking at that. When God sees you, He sees you as a finished product. He looks at the completeness of you. Why? Because God is all-knowing and He is perfect. And He sees you as a finished human being, as a finished product. Other people may judge you from your past. Other people may judge you from what you're doing right now. But God loves you so much that He's into the tiniest details of your life. And He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be an overcomer. But how do we do that? We got to get rid of those thoughts that the enemy has placed in your mind. You're no good. You're not going to amount to anything. Maybe some of you were married and then you got a divorce because your spouse left you. And that's all you ever heard. That you were no good for nothing. That you're a loser. That you're not going to make it. When the devil says you're not going to make it, God says, I will make a way where there is no way. When the devil says you're not good enough, God says you are the apple of my eye. When the devil says you're never going to get healed of cancer, God says by my stripes you are healed. He doesn't say maybe you'll be healed. He says you are healed. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. How do we walk by faith? Start writing down scriptures. If you're dealing with sin, you're dealing with depression, you're dealing with doubt, you're dealing with confusion, start writing down scriptures. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out. I am a child of God. I'm ambassador of Jesus Christ. God loves me. I have favor. I'm highly favored by the Lord. Favor follows me all the days of my life. Speak a blessing over your life. Your tongue is like a two-edged sword. It could bless or it could curse. You got people speaking to you and putting curses over your life. When they tell you you're not good enough, you're not blessed, You're always going to remain poor. You're never going to succeed. You're never going to get out of debt. Those are all curses. You start speaking to them and you say, I rebuke that. I'm not those things. God sees me as whole. He sees me as complete. I'm a child of His. I am perfect in His sight. Come on, my friends, I'm preaching. I just wanted to share that with you today because I feel like many of you out there are struggling with the thoughts in your mind. You're struggling with every day. You know, it's hard for you to wake up in the morning. But God wants to give you joy. Sorrow may endure for the night, but today's a new day and God wants to give you joy and peace and love and to tell you that He loves you so much. I hope this encouraged you today, my friends. Once again, my name's Kathy. Thank you for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. Bye-bye.